Hey everybody, in this segment we're going to take a look at the address verification apps that are out there for Business Central on AppSource. So if you go out to AppSource, address verification is something that, you know, could be very important, right? You have many different users who are entering new customers, who are entering new orders and entering shipping information in on a customer's address. And you know, if you have a customer who, you know, whether you typed it in incorrectly or they gave you a wrong address, and then you end up shipping a package to that address, that's a negative experience for the customer. They get upset, right? Obviously, there's cost involved to you. Yep. So, you know, those are some of the key reasons why it's important that the addresses that you enter into Business Central, particularly for customers and ship to addresses, that those are accurate and valid addresses. So, right?
Yeah, correct. I wrote down a couple other reasons too. All companies, or a couple other reasons why all companies need accurate supplier information. You know, you may never have to have an employee go to a vendor unless, you know, there's an emergency or whatever. But if there is an emergency, having the correct address and file is going to save you a major headache. You know, you also might need to send some documents to suppliers. Organizations also need correct contact details of employees, right, to send documents, to deliver goods. And who knows, you maybe got an employee traveling somewhere and something happens and you need to help them get to the correct address or whatnot. You need to have correct address on file. And like you said, just customer addresses need to be correct for marketing documents and, you know, and to send invoices especially, right?
You always love talking about marketing and
gotta throw it in there. Yep. Yeah. Gotta throw it in there.
Gotta get those flyers.
Yeah. To them. So I know there's a bunch of different AppSource apps out there for address validation. I went and chose the 365 business address validation app to give it a shot and try it. Some are paid, some are free. So I picked this one. I went through the installation process. It was pretty simple. Downloaded the app from AppSource, went to their API setup page, chose which address validations I wanted to have this program run on. And then I went through and registered it, which gave me the authentication key, which works off the Microsoft Azure API, address verification, whatever they call it. So, and then came the fun part of actually trying it out. So to try it out, what I did is I created a new customer, went in, put the wrong address in, excuse me, and it validated it and popped up that it was the wrong address. But from there, and Ken can attest to this as well, that's kind of when the problems began. So the idea is good to test the address, but it showed multiples of the same address to validate the wrong address. It will not let us update, or it doesn't even recognize the state that you put in or the country code.
It actually tries to remove it.
It does remove it. Yeah. If you don't actually enter it manually, it does remove it, but it's kind of weird that it doesn't, you know, recognize the state or country code. I mean, right, especially the state code for the US, that's a huge part of address validation. But yeah, the only other thing,
free though.
Well, that's what I was getting to. Yeah, it was free. The app is free to download. There is, I guess, some cost associated with being able to get the API information. When Ken, my trusty co-host, clicked it and tried it just to see to
upgrade
the subscription, it returned the message saying, "Hey, you're upgraded." No pricing, no nothing. And
right.
So who knows what?
No idea.
Yeah. You might have just bought a $5,000 subscription. We don't know. Right. All in all, it's a fail in my book. It didn't work. The idea is good. This one just didn't work.
Yeah. And this was just one of them that's out there, right? Like in AppSource, I've lost it. There's a bunch of addresses. So if you go into AppSource, filter on Business Central,
yeah, there's probably
you'll see that there's a large number of address verification apps that are out there, and some of them are free. Some of them require a subscription.
Yeah, and also we noticed one of them, excuse me, one of the free ones, instead of using the Microsoft Azure API, actually uses the UPS address book, right, which is pretty intriguing. It seems like it might be, you know, maybe more up to date and actually work a little bit better. We didn't get a chance to try that one, but it's definitely one that we'll try somewhere along the line.
Yep. And there's also like some shipping solutions. So, you know, if all you're looking for is address verification, there may be one of these address verification apps that are out there that you can use. And maybe they're free, or there's a very low monthly subscription cost to use an API. Right. We're not sure. But also there are some shipping apps that are out there also for Business Central that include address verification. One that we've used before is the Shipping Connector app, and that's like an integration with UPS WorldShip and FedEx Shipping Manager, and it includes an address verification feature capabilities.
Sounds right. Accurate.
So there, those are some options that are out there. Either way, my recommendation would be, you know, it's easy to go out there. All of these, I believe you can install them, and there's a free trial.
Mm-hmm.
So get them installed and go test it.
Right.
Enter like you did, Michael, enter some fake addresses or intentionally enter one portion of the address wrong and see, when does it validate it? What does that user interface look like? What choices does the user have to correct that address?
Right. And you know, you might make some mistakes too. Like, I'm not a Business Central power user. I'm just a marketing guy. So I'm just like everybody else when it comes to Business Central. I installed the app. I went through the first time, tried it, and I was not able to get the authentication key. So I figured, oh, you just had to pay for it to get the authentication key. Ken actually went through and found that you have to actually click registration within the address verification page. I did not know there was nothing. The setup page. Yeah, there was nothing to prompt me to do that. So, you know, it might work, it might not work, but you know, give it a shot. It's free. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah. The good news is there's multiple choices out there. Again, if you're using a shipping solution, it may already include address verification. But I think it's you know, especially if it's free or very low cost, it's certainly I think it's worth it to know that those addresses, because we want Business Central to become your central repository, right? Of all business contacts. I've got all my contacts in there, my customers, my vendors, whoever it is. We want to make sure that we've got all the accurate information there, especially because nowadays, if I could take it to the, like, exactly to your point, why is it important? I'm on my phone, right? I've got the Business Central app on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm driving out to visit a customer, I can pull up that customer on my phone and hit map the route, and it will use the address to map through my phone's mapping app, right?
Yep.
To take me to where I need to go so I can get directions on how to get there.
But it's got to be the correct address.
You do not want to go to the wrong place.
Oh, too funny. Nobody wants to end up at a Guaranteed Rate Field instead of Wrigley Field.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Man. Killing me today.